I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and this is Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. Get your Bible, get something to make a note with. We've saved you a seat here in the front. Come on into this place with us. Turn off everything else for the next few minutes and give this your full attention, and it will cause you to become stronger. Father, all of us agree together touching this, asking for the utterance, asking for the revelation, the direction, the answers for now. Thank you that you are so faithful always to give it to us. You do feed us well. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Look, please, again in Psalm 23. We've begun on a new series that we're calling Faith for Provision. Faith must be fed in every area. And so we're feeding our faith now in the area of provision. And that means provision of everything that we need, everything in this life. Psalm 23 is our first reason that we're talking about, that we're sure it's God's will for us to always have our needs met, always have abundance. And that is because the Lord is my shepherd. Verse 1, Psalm 23, 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. What else? I shall not want. Other translations say, I do not lack. One says, I lack nothing. Another one says, the Lord takes care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing. Another one says, the Lord's my shepherd. I am never in need. Another one says, the Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything I need. Now, this is, was revelation that came to David, the psalmist, and then through him. But it has to do with the everlasting God who never changes. When he talks about the Lord is my shepherd, this is actually one of the names of God. Jehovah Raah, the Lord my shepherd, the one who leads, feeds, protects. Well, nobody has a right to say he used to be that, but he's changed. No, he changes not. So if he ever was that, he still is that. He will always be that. Now we looked at John 10. And saw Jesus use the same language, actually refer to some of the same phrase that's in this psalm, applying it to himself. He said in John 10:10 in the Amplified, he said, it's the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came. So this is Jesus himself telling us why he came. I came that they may have and enjoy life. Is that true? Does the Lord want you to enjoy life?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. He said it. Have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. Have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Go with me. We're there in John. Go to John 21. One of the last things that Jesus said before he ascended on high is when he appeared to the disciples and he talked to Peter in John 21:15. When they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said to him, yea, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Does the Lord want his people taken care of? Does he want his sheep fed?
Yes.
and his lambs. Of course, all of them were young at that point. That's the very beginning days of the church. So lambs is appropriate, young. But if you're fed as a little one, you won't stay a little one. You'll grow up. You'll develop. So verse 16, he said to him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said, yea, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him the second time, feed my sheep. Different word. If the lambs are fed, they become sheep, mature ones. Verse 17, he said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said the third time, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him the third time, feed my sheep. Does the Lord want us fed?
Yes.
He wants us fed spiritually. He wants us fed and nourished soulically and emotionally. He wants us fed physically. If you're not fed physically, how can you do any spiritual thing on the earth? You die of starvation and it's over. Right? We need things in this life, both spiritual and natural. And is it God's will, the Good Shepherd, that we be well fed,
yes,
well cared for? Go with me, if you would, to Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34. And this entire chapter is dealing with the Lord being displeased because the shepherds weren't doing a good job taking care of the sheep. In Ezekiel 34, verse 1, it said, the word of the Lord came to him and said, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Verse 3, the end of it, he said, you're not feeding the flock. Verse 4, the diseased you've not strengthened. You haven't healed what was sick. You haven't bound up what was broken. You haven't brought again what's driven away. Are we seeing the will of God here or not? Does God want his people fed,
yes,
protected, healed, cared for? Does he or not?
Yes.
Has he changed?
No.
No. This was his will. This is his will. And when the natural shepherds and the under shepherds weren't doing this, he's displeased with them. Well, do you understand? If he made his sheep sick and broke, and then he reproves under shepherds for not feeding and ministering healing, then he's not doing what he wants them to do. And there's no way that God is stealing provision from people or putting people in lack and making people sick, and he turns around and reproves under shepherds for doing the same thing. No, God's not hypocritical. How many would agree with that?
Yes.
He's not going to tell you to do one thing and he's going to do something different. No. Verse 7, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. He talks about them not feeding and not protecting and not binding up and not healing. He said, verse 11, thus says the Lord, because they wouldn't do it, I will search my sheep. I will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he's among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all the places where they've been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I'll bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon a high mountains of Israel shall be their fold. They'll lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. Man, he keeps saying it, doesn't he? I will feed my flock. I will feed my flock. Can you see why David, who had revelation of God, he said, I will never lack. I will never want. Why? Because the Lord's my shepherd. See, David, when he was a boy and a young man, he was a shepherd. He tended his father's flock. And he's responsible for leading them to good pasture and good water and taking care of any of them that were injured or diseased and watching out. You remember he went hand to hand with a lion to keep him from stealing the sheep. He went hand to hand and killed a bear. Whew, now that's a good shepherd, right? That'll get between you and a bear. Huh? And that bear's already got you in his sights and decided your supper. You know, and he's intent on getting you. And here comes this teenager and gets in between this bear and you. That's when you're glad for your shepherd. Is that right? Gets in between the lion and you. Oh, how many thank God that the good shepherd hung on the cross in between heaven and earth, in between spiritual death and you, in between the curse and you. So how could it be that after all of this redemption, he wants you sick? He wants you broke? He doesn't want you fed? No, no, 1,000 times no. The Lord is my good shepherd. I shall not want. Somebody say, I shall not want. The Lord kept saying, I will feed them. I will feed them. I will feed them in a fat pasture. They'll feed on the mountains of Israel. Verse 15, I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. And again, we already talked about that. If you are a sheep and you're lying down in the pasture in the middle of the day, what's going on? You are so full, you can't hold anymore right now. You have to take a nap. And then you'll check on it later. But if you're hungry as livestock, you're not laying down in the middle of the day. You're looking for something to eat. You're scrounging, trying to find something to graze. No, they'll lie down, says the Lord. I will seek that which was lost. I'll bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which is broken. I will strengthen that which was sick. Hallelujah. But I'll destroy the fat and strong that were destroying them and feed them with judgment. Thank God he still is the good shepherd. Hallelujah. And he has never changed and he never will. Jesus made it as clear as you could possibly make it. He said it's the thief that's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Would God that the church believe that? Instead of attributing all of this chaos and this stealing and destruction and death to God, it's calling it his mysterious will. No, it's the enemy. Jesus said it's the thief. Thief is not God. The thief is the devil. And so he said the thief comes to steal from you, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus said, but I'm come. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know, the wolf comes and the bear comes and the lion comes to grab and steal and run away with and kill and destroy. But thank God the good shepherd has come and get in between us. Hallelujah. Get in between us and death and destruction and lack and cause us to lie down in green pastures. Lie down beside the still waters. Enjoy a table full in the presence of our enemies so that our cup runs over. And everywhere we go, every day of our life, goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy, all the days of my life. And then I get to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So you come too late to tell us that God wants us broke and God wants us hungry and God wants us without. No, no, 1,000 times no. Look in the book of Psalms. We were there at Psalm 23. Look at Psalm 100. Just a few verses in Psalm 100. We actually sing this at our church on a regular basis. Psalm 100, but I want you to notice, it talks about him being our shepherd. It talks about us being his sheep. But notice what's in connection with this. It starts off with Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Joyful, joyful. Well, why would you be joyful? Keep reading. Serve the Lord with what?
Gladness.
Gladness. Well, what have you got to be glad about? Why gladness? Come before His presence with what?
Singing.
Depression?
No.
Mourning?
No.
Singing. We know what kind of singing He's talking about. Joyful noise singing. Gladness singing. Why? Why are we so happy? Why are we so glad? Why? Know this. The Lord, He's God. He made us, not we ourselves. Why are we so glad? Because we're His people. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. We're His people and the sheep of His pasture. This, though it sounds so simple, is absolutely life-changing and direction-turning. If we act on this, what do you mean? If we begin to rejoice in the goodness of God. Now see, you have to believe in the goodness of God before you'd rejoice in it. If you think God's got some messed up plan for you to live in bleakness and depression and darkness, you're not joyful. You're not glad. You're not rejoicing. You're not singing glad praises. And you're expecting more of the same. You're expecting things to stay bad. You're expecting things to get worse. You want to leave this life. You want to get out of here as soon as you can. But that's not what this describes. This describes joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's key to you being strong instead of weak. If the joy of the Lord's our strength, what is depression? The depression of the enemy is our weakness. Sadness and depression is a bad witness. When we're just as unhappy as the unsaved world around us, there's no motivation for them to become like us. Right? What would they gain? What difference would it make? Well, they'd miss hell. Yeah, thank God. But is there no benefits to salvation in this life? Don't you remember the psalmist also said, bless the Lord, O my soul? Huh? Right here, page over. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His one and only benefit of not going to hell. No. Don't forget. Why would He need to say don't forget? Because people forget. Sometimes you got a whole generation forgets about all the benefits. Forget not all His benefits, or remember all His benefits. Somebody say benefits.
Benefits.
With an S on the end, right? Yeah. Benefits, plural. And then He starts down a list. Benefit number one. Who forgives all your iniquities. Somebody say, thank God for that benefit. Benefit number two, who heals all your diseases. Most of the church don't believe that. They don't believe it's God's will to heal all your diseases, anything that's wrong with you. But here it is, plain as can read. Benefit number two, how much does all mean? He heals all. All. But we're not through. Benefit number three, He redeems your life from destruction. You know, the 91st Psalms talked about 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't happen to you. Amen. It won't come near you. Is that the Lord redeeming your life from destruction? Oh, thank God. Man, these are some big benefits. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. This is favor. And grace. And with enough of God's grace, you can make it through anything. Verse 5, another benefit, He satisfies your mouth with what?
Good things.
Good things. good things. Do we need some things in this life?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Good things. Good things. A good place to stay is a good thing. A good way to get around is a good thing. Good clothes to wear is a good thing. Good food to eat is a good thing. Money to give to other people and help other people out, that's a good thing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Somebody say good things. Good things. He satisfies your mouth. See, this is language of hunger and thirst being slaked or satisfied. Your mouth is satisfied with what? Good things. Good things. You're not wanting good things that you don't have. You're getting good things and it's satisfying you. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. See, living in lack, living in weakness, living in torment and vexation ages you prematurely. It does bad things to your immune system. It does bad things to your brain and to your mind. Living in lack, not knowing where your next meal is going to come from. Living with the pressure of not being able to pay your bills. And people always calling you about it and asking you and pulling on you. When are you going to do this? That kind of thing ages you prematurely. But God can turn it around. God can reverse it so that your youth is actually
renewed.
And some of when you didn't know any better and you were living the wrong way and going through a bunch of junk and getting aged prematurely, well, you can repent. You can change. You can begin to experience the goodness of God in the land of the living, and it will renew you. It'll renew you in spirit. It'll renew you in mind. It'll renew you in body. Hallelujah. You live like this for a while, and people will come up on you and go, man, what are you doing? What are you taking? What's going on with you? You look better. You look like you've dialed back the clock 5 years. It's scriptural. Your youth renewed like the eagles. What? Remembering his benefits. Remembering all these things and confessing them and rejoicing in his goodness. Go back to Psalm 100. We're talking about two different ways of living now. You can get up in the morning, upset, mad, because you going to work again because you got bills, because you don't know how you're going to pay this, how you're going to do this. You can always find something to gripe about. Always. You can find something to complain about. You can find somebody to blame for things. You can be down. You can gripe. You can be depressed. Any day of the week, any of us. All you got to do is get to looking at the wrong thing, listening to the wrong thing, talking the wrong thing, and not remember his benefits, and not rejoice, and be glad. But if you do this, this will cause the darkness to be pushed back. This will cause the heavens to open. Hallelujah. This will allow and invite God's Spirit to move in your life and do things in your life. If you do what? Let's start over again. Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. A sour, bitter sound? No. A joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with what? Man, we're glad to be here. Glad to serve the Lord. Glad to be. Don't have to go to church. Get to go to church. Don't have to pray. Get to pray. Don't have to read my Bible. Don't have to come to faith school. Get to come to faith school. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I mean, break out into song. Even if you're not that good of a singer, still break out into song and begin to go, oh, the Lord is good. Oh, the Lord is good. Oh, the Lord is good to me. Break out. Sing, but it's got to be glad, and it's got to be rejoicing. Gladness, Know something. Not we think so, we wonder, we hope so. Know the Lord is God. He made us, not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of His pasture. That's what we're rejoicing about. It's because God is so good to us. He's taking such good care of us. He's watching over us, protecting us, feeding us, guarding us, guiding us, helping us, blessing us. We're His people. He made us. We're His sheep. He's taking care of us. Can you see this? Enter His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him. Bless His name. Why? 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 Because the Lord is good. Woo! Somebody say, the Lord is good. That was reason number two, you remember? For the Lord, that's why we're sure it's always His will for us to have all our needs met. Because He is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen, amen. Our time's up again today. Aren't you glad that you're glad?
Yeah.
Huh? Aren't you happy that you're happy?
Yeah.
Well, every day when we get up, we can choose to do this instead of all the other stuff people are doing. Thank God forever. Well, like we said, our time's up. Come back tomorrow. We're going to keep feeding on this until our faith is so strong, it pushes out every vestige of unbelief and fear. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School. Sure enjoyed being with you again this week. I always like to, at the end of the week, pray over our partners. And we were just talking about how that you got to change from that depression, being upset, scared mode into rejoicing. And that's the same thing if it has to do with bills that you need to pay or debts, things that you need to take care of. You got to stop being afraid about it and begin to thank God that He takes care of you. Thank God and rejoice that He pays your bills and He helps you out. Especially if you're a partner with us, I have a right to believe with you for that. So right now, let's act on it. Father, in Jesus' name, we're saying no more fear, no more doubt, no more depression over this. Because the Lord's my good shepherd, I shall not lack. I shall not want for any good thing. I call every bill paid. I call every need met. I call every obligation fulfilled. I claim more than enough out of our heavenly accounts, out of this world, coming into our hands. Go, ministering spirits, cause it to come in. Every evil spirit that would try to hinder it, I bind you. Keep your hands off of our things. You have no part or lot in it, in Jesus' name. I rejoice in our needs being met. Sing about it this evening, shout about it tomorrow, and see what the Lord will do. We love you. We're believing with you. We'll see you again soon here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.